Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Courageous Parent Campaign. I'm your host, Bethany Bagby, and I'm so excited to introduce you to Pamela Jones, our featured speaker for today. Welcome, Pamela.
Hi, Bethany. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to speak.
Yes, we're so excited to have you. For any of you who may not be familiar with Pam, she's a sleep consultant, and I know as a parent, like, my ears automatically perk up when you mention the topic of sleep. But she's been a registered nurse for over 25 years, specializing in maternal, child health, and parent education. And she's been a sleep consultant and co-owner of Sweet Dreams Infant Care for over 10 years. And she's also published a book called Raising Confident Parents, which we'll talk about a little later. But Pam, you said now you've been turning your focus to supporting sleep-deprived families. How did you come to that?
So we've owned Sweet Dreams Infant Care for 10 years in Chicago and Dallas, and mainly focused 10 years ago, there really wasn't a lot of overnight care services offered. So I worked at a large hospital in downtown Chicago, and a lot of my patients were asking me, will you come home with me? Will you be my baby nurse? And I said, oh my gosh, what is a baby nurse? I don't know what that is. So some of the doctors asked me if I would go home with a sick mom or baby so they could be discharged. And, I said, sure. So I went home with one of my patients that was sick, and I really loved the idea. I was able to really teach her and help her with feedings and get her rest and take care of the baby. And it was such a comfortable environment for everyone. And I just fell in love with the whole idea of it. I was the only registered nurse at that time, 10 years ago, that was doing it. So the word got out, and I became very, very busy very quickly. And so my sister was then retired, and I said, oh my gosh, we have to open a small business, just a small business, because I never wanted to be a business owner, so that I have some nurses that can help me, because I'm working still at the hospital and I cannot say no to these exhausted parents. So, what can we do? So we opened Sweet Dreams Infant Care, and it got very large very quickly.
Oh, and I bet.
Yes. There's just so many exhausted parents, and, they don't have any help, like we used to, and their villages are gone. They moved from state to state for their work, and they really just don't have any help. And so, we were able to offer that help, which was great. And, so we really built it up in our reputation. I ended up moving to Dallas to be by my son and his wife and my granddaughter. So we started up here also. But then over the last 10 years, it's really become, very popular. So there's been a lot of agencies, a lot of different companies that are offering overnight care, where, they come in and they take care of the baby while parents sleep, which is great and, very much needed. But what I found towards, the last couple years is, the market's kind of saturated with overnight infant care agencies, but there's a real need for someone to come in and support parents when they're having problems with their baby sleeping. Right. And in Chicago, we did offer sleep training and sleep consulting, and we were the only agency that actually would go in and stay overnight with the parents so that we could actually support them during the night, and a lot of people would do phone consults or 2-hour in-home consults, but at 3 in the morning, when you've just worked a 12-hour shift, you're exhausted and you're going to do whatever you have to do. I mean, 35 years ago, I put my son in his car seat, and I would have driven to China if it meant I got 3 hours of sleep. So, I was like, wow, parents really need this extra support all night long. So even in Dallas, there's only a few, and the ones that are out here are extremely expensive to have somebody come and stay overnight with you. So, I really didn't think that it was fair that, only the rich could get sleep. So I really wanted to more focus on parents being able to sleep, moms a lot of both parents are working, and, you know, I was working in the hospital, and I'd have moms sending emails to work, you know, a couple hours after they delivered.
And, oh, wow.
You know, they don't get that break. I mean, they just really don't. And mm-hmm. I've done lots of interviews on, you know, moms are just expected to do it all, you know, work 70 hours a week, come home, be the perfect parent, wife, mother, sister. And it's just not possible. And I think we just really have, you know, set up such impossible standards that these poor parents are trying to meet. And then on top of it, let's throw in sleep deprivation. And, you know, which, you know, has studies have shown, you know, it's as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than driving while you're drunk.
Right. Absolutely.
When you're so exhausted. So I really found there wasn't a lot of support here in Dallas and a lot of different states. So I, you know, I have been over the last, you know, 10 years doing sleep training, but because the business, the overnight business was so busy and I run it with my sister, Pat, I wasn't able to do as many cases as I really wanted to. And I just found that there's just more and more of a need for someone that is at a time in their life. My kids are grown, and I am able to travel. So, you know, I just really want to focus on helping parents and families get the sleep that they so desperately need. And now, you know, and now I've got it to where, you know, I teach them sleep training and consulting till about 10 o'clock. And then I make them go take a bath, watch a movie, have a glass of wine if they want. and they have to go to bed. So then I take care of the baby all night and they get to have some uninterrupted sleep and store it up because, you know, people will say, oh, the baby will sleep through the night in 3 days. It's a miracle. and it's not true. And
right.
I'm be angry because I'm very truthful with you. This is not a magic wand. You know, have I had babies sleep through the night in 2 days? Yes. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks. It just depends on what habits, you know, we all do habits. The first 4 months we're on survival mode. And so we do whatever we have to do to sleep. But after that, you know, we need to teach them. We need to teach the parents. We need to teach the babies to self-soothe, put themselves to sleep. So there's a lot more to it. And so the parents really need to catch up on some sleep. And, you know, most of them, you know, haven't slept, you know, 5-6 months. I mean, I sometimes get a lot of calls when the babies are a year old and they've been sleeping in the parents' beds with them because that was the only way they could get them to sleep. And okay. Now they're a year old, they're falling out of bed, they're kicking them in the face. It's not so snuggly and fun anymore. And then I get a call, okay, Pam, will you come put my baby in their crib? it's really important.
Yeah, I laugh a little bit because my daughter is 16 months and she doesn't sleep in the bed with us. But, you know, those like early mornings, there have been times to bring her in here and she is just, you know, all over the place. Like
yes.
My husband gets kicked in the face. I get kicked and it's like, oh my gosh, this is awful. But
Yes,
I think it's so amazing that you saw this need there, and even though you didn't really aspire to be a business owner, you followed that need and that calling, and that's so important because, like, you know, my daughter, like, right now, she's going through, like, a teething stage, and she's always been an amazing sleeper. I'm so fortunate for that. Mm-hmm. It's just when she's sick or teething. Mm-hmm. So even just in the last few weeks with all her teething and stuff, it's just like, oh my goodness, I just need some uninterrupted sleep. And I can really tell, because my husband and I were both in the military. And so we have full-time jobs and then, you know, come home to our daughter. And when we're sleep deprived, it just starts taking a toll on us, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. And
yes.
So thank you for creating this business where you're really supporting parents and helping them get some sleep.
Well, thank you and your husband so much for your service.
Oh, we appreciate the support.
Go through being sleep deprived.
Right. So, and you know, you talk about like being away from family. It's wonderful that you offer this service, because like for us, our family is all Midwest and East Coast. So even though they come out to visit, we don't have that, you know, like kind of round the clock support where we could call and be like, hey, you take the baby for a day. That'd be great. So having that service out there is just amazing. So we talked a little bit about the importance of parent sleep and just us being able to function. But what's really the importance of like the infant and toddler sleep and getting them into that solid routine?
Yes, it is so important. And, you know, people are really afraid, you know, oh, I don't want my baby to cry even 5 minutes. They'll think I'm abandoning them, that I don't love them. And they really find that it's not the case at all. You know, if we can teach them from the very beginning, and I offer pre-sleep training where we just kind of go through like self-soothing and, you know, trying to get them, you know, they're not going to be on a schedule for the first 4 months, but, you know, we can help parents with multiples, with feeding and sleeping schedules a little bit earlier, but just teaching them tips on trying to, you know, make sure that we're watching for their sleep cues and make sure that we're, you know, not keeping them up too late. I was not a morning person, so I did everything wrong. And that's what I always tell my clients when they call me. They're like, Pam, I'm so embarrassed. You won't believe what I've been doing. And I said, trust me, I did it. I didn't know. I wasn't a nurse then, wasn't a sleep consultant. I didn't know. So, you know, I did it. I did whatever I had to do to get sleep. And, you know, they'll tell, I drove around, I would have done anything. And so they really, you know, understand then that, you know, they think, everyone thinks that they're alone, that they're the only ones that have this problem. And I must be a terrible parent because, you know, Josie down the street, her baby sleeps through the night. And, you know, grandma will say to me, I don't know why she needs your help. You know, my baby slept through the night, the night they came home from the hospital. And I'll tell them, well, grandma, you should have woke her up. She really needed to eat. So you may have slept the first night she came home from the hospital, but I guarantee you she did not. No. So, you know, we all, things have changed and now we all know better. So we do better. But, you know, getting them, so I would keep them up late at night because I wasn't a morning person. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks that, you know, well, I'm going to keep them up late. They're going to be tired. They're going to sleep in the morning. And it took me a long time to figure it out. And that it is the total opposite, you know, and working with my clients, they see that pretty quickly, you know, keeping them up late does the opposite. You know, there's a great doctor, Dr. Weissbluth, but some of his really great things is sleep begets sleep. And, you know, when you get sleep, you want more sleep. And even as an adult, I can, you know, I really see this and parent, but when you're exhausted and you're so overtired, you'll go to sleep and you'll think, I'm going to just crash for 12 hours. And you don't. You're so restless and you're getting up all the time. And that's the same with babies. And, you know, once the parent starts to realize, you know, the first 4 months, we really can't do a lot. You know, there's just, if we can try and not get them into habits that are really difficult to break, like me driving them around, getting them to sleep with movement is a hard habit to break. Getting them, you know, having them sleep against you on your chest, in your bed, with an all-night buffet available anytime they want, is a very difficult habit to break. But you know what I tell people, you know, you're on survival mode after 4 months, then whatever habits we've created, then we'll work on, you know, changing them. And then, you know, but it's so important because the babies, their brains and toddlers, you know, their brains develop when they're in a deep, deep sleep at night. So if they're having frequent wake-ups during the night and they're not hungry, they're just habit wake-ups because they want mom to come in and nurse them for a minute. They want anyone to come in and rock them or walk with them, because they don't know how to put themselves back to sleep. We haven't taught them that yet. So that's the biggest thing. We want to get them in that deep, deep sleep as soon as possible, so that they have their best brain development. And it also affects their growth and development. And once we let them get overtired, whether it's for a nap, we've kept them up past their nap window, or their bedtime, their cortisol level rises. And then it's like trying to put them to bed after giving them a pot of coffee. And, it's the reverse. You know, we always think, oh, they're so tired, or they didn't nap well at all today, so they're going to sleep really well tonight. And then it's the total opposite. I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're probably going to have a really bad night. And, you know, it took me a while to understand it. And what I say is, you know, why we wrote this book too is, you know, parents are too exhausted to read these 300-page books. And, you know, you read a book when you're pregnant, what to expect, or when you're, you know, expecting, or whatever it is. But then once you have the baby, you know, you're lucky if you get a shower, let alone down and read a book. Yeah. So, you know, we have some sleep information in the book. We tried to include everything from pregnancy through sleep, you know, in an easy to read book. But, you know, the parents don't have time to read these books, and they're trying because, you know, they're trying to do everything right. But all the books they read tell them to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so confusing for them, and it's so frustrating, and, you know, it just sets them up for failure. So when they have somebody, anybody that, you know, specializes in sleep consulting, that they can get support from, and, you know, just get someone to say, it's okay. And that's what I have so many parents tell me at night. They're like, if you weren't here with me, I would have definitely brought her into bed with me by now. You know, but with me being here and saying, I promise you, I have done hundreds of babies. This is perfectly normal. You know, and I give them lots of examples, and I give them, they just need that support because they haven't done it before. So if you're doing it by yourself, even if you have a plan that someone's given you, you're always questioning yourself and, you know, oh, am I doing it right? Should I go in? Should I pick them up? So I think it's just so important that they have that person there with them to say, it's okay. I promise you, it's okay.
Right. Absolutely. And probably the last place you'd want to go for help is social media. Cause the second you put on like, hey, like this is what I'm doing. And then it's just, you know, attack from all fronts.
Yes,
so it just, exactly. It just leads to that like snowball of just, you know, feeling like you're not a good parent and losing confidence in like who you are as a person and that you like ever should have taken this on. So.
Right, exactly. And there's so many, you know, and everybody has their own beliefs and their own parenting styles, and that's great. But when you're a parent and you are so exhausted and you feel like you've tried everything that somebody's told you or a book has told you and it's not working, you feel, what is wrong with me? This is
right.
This is only happening to me. Everybody else has babies that just sleep great. And, you know, so it's just kind of setting the parents up for failure where, you know, they lose their confidence. And, you know, I think getting someone to help you get through the process, you know, really, and you see that it's working and things are getting better, then, you know, they're like, okay, all right, I can do this. I can continue this. And if I'm having, you know, if I have a question, I have somebody there to call. I have, okay, this is going on. What do you think I should try? You know,
right.
And they have that support. And I think it just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think about, you know, like going through the stuff, you know, the first time with my daughter. And I think she was probably like a pretty easy baby. I'm probably very blessed that she, you know, she wasn't colicky. She slept pretty well and stuff, but still just some of the stuff, you know, you're going through and just wondering like, you know, is this right? I don't want to mess my baby up forever, you know?
Right.
So and creating bad habits, like always being like worrisome that you're going to create some bad habit that's just going to be so difficult to break in the future. So it's amazing that you've like put together this book. And so talking about this book, would you like to tell everyone about the free gift you're offering today?
Sure. So we wrote this book. We really wanted, like I said to myself and my sister, Pat Pori, we wanted to write a book that would be helpful to parents that they actually had time to read. And with just helpful tips from our clients that are, have been parents, have gone through it, our family members, our night nurses, ourselves, and just tips on pregnancy and fed is best and postpartum depression. And we tried to, you know, hit every section, staying in the hospital, bringing the baby home, all the things that parents, you know, are very nervous about the first time, and kind of give them some reassurance. And so we also wanted to raise money. We took care of a little boy, his name's Connor, and when he was 7 weeks old, we took care of him, and myself and my sister Pat, and we knew something was wrong with him. And the signs were subtle, but you know, even his mom, you know, agreed with us and took him to the pediatrician and kept blowing it off, unfortunately, and finally took him to a GI doctor, and he went right from the hospital, right from the doctor's office to the hospital, to the OR, and had his kidney removed. He had a stage 3 Wilms tumor on his kidney at 7 weeks old. It was, of course, very traumatic for this family and life-changing for us, because it certainly puts things in perspective when you're taking care of this beautiful baby boy that is going through chemo and radiation. And so, you know, it really changed a lot of things for us, for our life. And we took care of him for many months while he was going through radiation and chemotherapy. And his parents gave us these angel wings charms that we haven't taken off in 7 years, because he is 7 years old now and he is cancer free. And so they have a wonderful foundation called Friends of Connor from Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. And so all the proceeds from the book goes to a Friends of Connor Foundation for children's cancer research.
Wow, that's so wonderful and so amazing. Such an inspirational story. I have to like fight back tears over here.
it was sweet little baby. It was really tough, but he did wonderful, and his family is just so amazing. The mom wrote the acknowledgement in the front of the book, and that will really bring you to tears.
I bet.
so we're hoping that it's, you know, it's a book that will give new parents some easy to read tips to use while they're pregnant and bringing their baby home.
So we're
gonna get a free download of that away.
Nice. So yeah, so for all of you listening, right below this interview there's a link you can follow to get your free download of this book, Raising Confident Parents. So not only have you given us like a lot of amazing tips and stuff, and we've talked about your book, but what else do you have going on? Like, do you have anything up and coming?
Well, we're really going to be, you know, working on the new business for healthy sleep, getting the word out there, because people really don't know that that help even exists.
Right.
So I've taught classes, we taught classes for 7 years on healthy sleep at Prentice Women's Hospital in Chicago, and taught a lot of classes at different hospitals on healthy sleep, a lot of expos before the babies are even born, just to kind of help parents to be, you know, kind of informed before they deliver. And I teach a lot of classes at pediatric offices, because they all admit that they don't learn about in medical school. So, you know, every new parent that brings in their baby, they ask their pediatrician, you know, how do I get my baby to sleep? He's up 6 times a night. And so I've done a lot of classes for the doctors and the nurses at pediatric offices, trying to give them some information to share with parents that they can help. And there's a great organization that I've just been accepted to here in Dallas, and it's called the Promise House, and it is a homeless shelter that brings in and helps teenage moms that are pregnant. And it's a really, really wonderful organization. And I'm really happy to be a part of it. Now I'm teaching classes to the teenage girls when they're pregnant and right after they have their babies.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You're just such a sweetheart. You have a heart of gold. And I really appreciate you following your calling to just help all these like new mothers and parents to just have a little bit of an easier transition into parenthood. It's part of it. And it's just so amazing that you and your sister are doing that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's hard. You know, it was hard enough when I had my kids, but I truly think it's harder even now. People just don't have the help. They don't have the support. They, you know, have all the mommy shaming. You know, you're supposed to be the best at everything. And, you know, I really missed taking care of the babies and educating the parents, and, you know, running the business was great. We were able to, you know, help a lot of parents, but I feel like that this is kind of the next chapter that is not really being covered, that there's such a great need for. And so, you know, I love taking care of babies, and I love educating parents that are excited to learn. And, you know, everybody tells me put a time limit on how long she can talk, because she will keep talking once you talk babies. So it is really my passion. You know, it is my passion to help these families. And, you know, when everybody is getting healthy sleep, it's life changing. And that's what's so rewarding for me. You know, I feel like when you have a chance in your life to change someone else's life, you know, that's like the greatest reward you could ever ask for. Absolutely. And, you know, I feel like I have that ability and that blessing now that I'm able to do that. And so I just want to move forward and, you know, try and help as many families get the sleep that they need as possible.
All right. Thank you. And that is right in line with the mission of the Courageous Parent Campaign, to just, you know, support parents, all of us giving back of our expertise and our experience to help each other and to help families out and be that village, yes, albeit virtual or in, yes, person, like your business. So I really look forward to like just following you and watching your businesses grow, and especially this new business coming out. Thank you so much for your time, for coming on to talk to us, and also for the free gift that you're giving everyone listening today. So just thank you, and I hope you have an amazing day. And for all you listening, I hope that you've really enjoyed this interview and were able to take some amazing things away from it. Be sure to go on and download your free copy of Raising Confident Parents, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.